Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on a beautiful Sunday morning as we gather in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jack, you are finally sitting in the front pew. I expect you to sing loud, okay? It's good to welcome you all. Share with you a few concerns and some announcements. The altar flowers, the two flower arrangements on the altar itself are from the Celebration of Life service yesterday held here in the sanctuary in memory of Rich Purcell, Jay's father, so continue to keep them in your prayers, please. The Seekers small group will not be meeting tonight, so if you're part of the Seekers, we'll meet probably in another month or so, be aware of that. We had a good week at the Friendship House. We had a deadline of being ready for drywall on Friday morning, first thing, because a local contractor was coming in to donate the labor to hang that, and we made that deadline, so that was good. And then the blessing of Friday morning's rain allowed us to rest up from those first 4 days. There is further work to be done. The roof is not totally finished. We have some other siding things. And then once the drywall is finished, we'll be painting and finishing. And there are six churches or so that are helping with that project. And I will get word out to everyone that would like to help with those other tasks. Share with you on the back of your bulletin, you can see some concerns that are there that have been added since last week. Ben Buehr was on his way to work and on Tuesday morning on his motorcycle, and as he was slowing down to pull into the Sauter parking lot, a truck pulled out in front of him, so he had to lay his cycle down to avoid that. So they did not actually physically meet, but he was seriously injured. He had a collapsed lung. He fractured, he has 11 fractures on 9 ribs. And he had some kind of stab wound from an object in the accident, and so he had surgery to clean that out, and he had some rough days to begin with, but his lung is doing very well, and he is scheduled to be discharged today from St. Rita's Hospital in Lima, and we'll be back home. If you've ever yourself had any rib injuries, you know those are very painful, so please be praying for the transfer and also for he as he recovers. Teresa Mann will be having knee surgery on Tuesday, so please be praying for Teresa. And heard from Bud and Tootie and also from Gary's brother Kevin that Gary did experience less pain this week, and that was a blessing. Eric and Anna Yoder have been in contact with a pediatric neurologist, a specialist down in Texas, and he has been able to give them some very helpful, very comforting, guiding thoughts and information about Finn and the cyst and the headaches, and so they are feeling very refreshed with that further information and will continue to be praying for him. Bryce Winsler was transferred on Friday to a long-term facility in Sylvania, Heartland Manor Care, and so that transfer went well. Bryce did not have a very good week. He was dealing with an infection, but the transfer did happen, and so he's settling in, and I believe it's a brand new facility, so they are hopeful for his care there. Added in Chloe Merrillett, granddaughter of Roger and Kay. We've prayed for Chloe and family over the years. She had a scan recently that showed something, so there is a biopsy that is happening to reveal what that might mean. So please be praying for Chloe and the family. Would also, I believe, I read this correctly, that Darlene Souter's father passed away. And so please be praying for Darlene and her family as well. Next Sunday, Matt Pardee will be the minister here at St. John's for the day. He is with Reliant Ministries. He's part of the campus ministry that we support at the University of Toledo, and he helps with other campus ministries. We've had him here before, and so he's coming to fill the pulpit because I will be on vacation Thursday through Tuesday. But also, please know that you can still call or text me if you have any pastoral concerns, and I will respond as I am able. We're staying in the state, so we're not that far away, but look forward to some time with visiting with one of my sisters and then enjoying Amish country in central Ohio. So please be aware of that. As we worship this morning, we begin by reading from the Psalm of Praise, Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, and then 7 through 10. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That would be verse 9 of Psalm 8. It was at the top of the page, so I will get on track with what's on the screen in case you were wondering. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Let us bow in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for this psalm of praise that lifts our minds, our hearts, our spirits to you, for your glorious will, your glorious love, to know that you have never forsaken us as we trust in you, as we continue to seek you each and every moment of life. Lord, may our worship time be one of honor to you and peace to your people. In Christ we pray, amen. Let us continue to prepare our minds and our hearts for worship as we listen to our morning prelude.
As we join together in song, our first song of praise this morning, In Christ Alone.
Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ now stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can't ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
And now let's continue singing together, Our God.
Our God.
turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. Is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? What could stand against? Stand against. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? What could stand against? What could stand against?
I invite children to come forward for a children's message. They're trying to make their way out of the pew. How you doing? Is the wrist healing? It's better? No pain? Little pain? No pain. And you're still being nice and gentle to yourself? Is he jumping around? Good, good. What is today? It's Sunday. What else is it? It's Father's Day. Did you tell your father Happy Father's Day? All right, good job. We're going to talk about that in a minute. What is this? It's a toy boat. It's so obvious you weren't sure what answer I was looking for. It's a toy boat. I brought out my toy boat. I actually have this in my office. I use this as a camp toy for teaching a lesson, and so I knew right where to go. And we are in summer. Did you know summer? There's no school right now. It's summertime. It is the season for boating, okay? Have you ever been on a boat out on the water? What did you do out on the water in a boat? Did you fish? Kneeboarded? You just rode around and looked at things? That's the safest thing that I could do on a boat, is just sit in the boat and pray it got back to shore, okay? This is the only boat I'm really going to get on from now on, no. lots of people love boating, and what's the number one safety rule when you get in a boat? What do you have to have with you? a life jacket. All right, so we got that public service announcement out of the way. But lots of people boat. They're skiing, they're kneeboarding, they're fishing, they're going around just checking out the beauty of nature. And it's also the season for something else. It is the season for thunderstorms. Okay? Thunderstorms can come up quickly. Now, we live in the day, you know, where radar and all that tells us when storms are going to come. But back in the days of Jesus, he was on a boat that did not look anything like this. He was on a wooden boat, and they were crossing the Sea of Galilee to go to the other side. They didn't have radar. They didn't have weather forecasters. And they were on the Sea of Galilee. There, it was known for storms that could come up very quickly. And suddenly, they were on the boat, and a squall came up, which is a sudden serious storm. Lots of wind, and the waves are really choppy, and we can imagine that boat really twisting around in those great big waves. And the disciples grew very fearful, very scared. But Jesus was on the boat with him, and do you know what Jesus was doing? Have you heard this story before? Do you remember what? He was in the back of the boat, and he was sleeping. Jesus wasn't fearful at all. He was asleep. He had spent the day teaching and preaching, and he was tired. And he took this opportunity to fall asleep. And the wind didn't wake him up. The waves didn't wake him up. He was sleeping, but the disciples, even though some of them were fishermen and probably had been in storms before, this was a really bad storm. And they couldn't believe, they looked back, Jesus was sleeping. And they woke him up and said, "Jesus, don't you know that we could perish?" And Jesus stood up and he said, "Quiet," or "Peace, be still." And the wind stopped and the waves grew calm and the disciples felt safe. But Jesus had control even of the wind and the waves. Now, storms come when we're out on the water, thunderstorms, but storms also happen in our life. When we have a broken bone, that could be a storm. When we're sick, not feeling well, when someone in our family or a close friend dies, that would be a storm in our life. And when storms happen, we have to always remember that we know Jesus, and he tells us, "Peace," or "Calm, be still," to know that Jesus is with us. He'll get us through the storms, okay? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for Ethan and Ian and for the rest of the children of the congregation that are listening in and that are here. We pray that they would continue to know that Jesus is near and that he carries us, he sees us through the storms of life. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, Lord of life, Lord of love, Lord of mercy, Lord of grace, creator and sustainer and redeemer, Lord, we come into this time of prayer. Even in this time of worship, we come into this time of prayer to be still before you and to silence the outside distractions of the world. Lord, we can be so used to the busyness of the world, moving from task to task, being involved in work or school or on vacation, traveling from here to see a friend or a family member, shopping, always on the go. And in this time of worship, we have time to sit, to be still, to be quiet, to reflect. The times of music, the times of prayer, the times of just slowing down. So Lord, I thank you for this Sabbath morning. As we gather, as we connect, as we worship, Lord, I pray for the spirit of unity that Paul writes of in Ephesians chapter 4. That unity that we experience in Christ. That unity that helps us through the love and the grace of Jesus Christ and the fellowship and the support of family and friends through the storms of life that come our way. Lord, help us to remember this story from Mark chapter 4. To be reminded that Jesus is always with us as we seek Him and know Him and believe and trust in Him. Lord, You open up His peace and His grace and His mercy. And Lord, not just our daily lives, but the world, the state, the region around us, the area. There are people dealing with all kinds of different storms in the reality of life, where there is violence, where there is crime, where there is hatred, where there is strife. Lord, as the last few Sundays we focused in on sowing seeds of love and seeds of faith, may we continue to carry that through each and every moment. Not just in response to a sermon, but in response to knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. And Lord, for the storms that we know about, we pray for individuals. We pray for Ben Buehr. We thank You that he is healing from that accident. Lord, we pray for a decrease of his pain and a growing strength and for stability in his lung. We pray for Sue as she was so concerned about him and as she takes care of him as he returns home. Lord, we continue to pray for all of the family of Rich Purcell as they mourn his death. Lord, as they continue to heal, may Your Spirit of grace and love touch their hearts. We pray for Teresa as she prepares for knee surgery on Tuesday. We pray for successful surgery. We also pray for strength and peace and calm for Teresa and for Gary. Lord, we're thankful that Gary Beck experienced less pain this past week, and we pray that that would continue, and we continue to pray for his healing. Lord, we are grateful as a congregational family for Eric and Anna and for the news and the information that they received from that specialist. And Lord, we just continue to pray for Finn's strength and a reduction and a removal of those headaches for that young boy. Lord, we pray for a better week of health for Bryce as he's overcoming an infection. And Lord, as he settles into this new place of long-term care, we continue to pray for his strength and his recovery. And we pray that he would continue to sense Your nearness. Lord, we pray for Chloe as she goes through another biopsy. Lord, we pray that that scan would reveal that is nothing to be concerned about. We pray for Your miracle of healing, Your hedge of protection upon her and around her. Lord, we pray for Darlene Souter and her family upon the death of her father. And Lord, as they go through services today and tomorrow, we just pray that they would sense Your presence and that they would be able to celebrate her father's life. Lord, for each of our own storms and situations, we pray for the glory and the light of Your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we come together and unite in as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I do wish a blessing upon all the fathers amongst us. And as a way of honoring our fathers, here's a short video clip about some of the things fathers are known for.
What do you call someone who puts others before himself? Who protects and provides? Who is a living example? Who loves no matter what? do you call someone who makes thousands of little unseen sacrifices? You could call him a hero, but he probably just prefers Dad.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together in singing our sermon hymn number 424, Tell Me the Old, Old Story.
Seated.